Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Alyssa Smith. Alyssa Smith brings along with her to Premier Connects an insightful knowledge of the IT industry from her past life at several leading technology firms, combined with a personal passion, really an obsession, for event planning. Alyssa serves as CEO, but prides herself far more on her role as creative director. Her careful attention to detail ensures that each attendee's experience exceeds expectations. The days of the same old are in Premier's rearview mirror. She is committed to elevating each event she curates. Well, good afternoon, Alyssa. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
So Alyssa, thanks again for jumping on the show, and you've got an amazing career in technology, and now you're the CEO of your company, and I want to talk a little bit about that. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth?
I don't know if it's necessarily a secret, but I think for me personally, I'm lucky to have chosen, you know, different chapters in my career and in my journey that really have aligned with things that I'm passionate about and enjoy doing. Ultimately, with Premier, I've been lucky to find, you know, a company that combines not only my kind of love and nerd at heart personality with connecting executives and event planning.
Thank you for sharing. I do appreciate that. Maybe you could talk just briefly about how your company came to be.
Yeah, Premier Connects has been around for 20 years. I'm not the founder. I just came on board about 2 years ago. But Premier has really built this amazing community and heartbeat in each of the areas and in regions and pockets of CIOs around the country. And that's really what drew me to, you know, really the mission and what they do.
Thank you for sharing, Alyssa. I appreciate that. You know, I want to jump into this, something that's just a little more relevant. You know, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to adjust and stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Premier is a small business. We curate events for such a wonderful group of executives, for CIOs around the country, from medium to global size businesses. So really, as a small business, we're able to have such a big footprint when it comes to these large companies. And it's really allowed us to, being a small business has allowed us to pivot quickly and really to remain in line with what we're hearing in our executive communities and really listen and have a pulse on what those communities need. You know, I think it's interesting to go back to March when things kind of went in a different direction for the event management business, but certainly for the whole world. And for us, pivoting to a virtual event was a no-brainer. We need to support these communities of CIOs now more than ever, and really having a platform to enable executives to come together and solve problems quickly and to leverage the mindshare of their peers and what others are doing. You know, really during the last few months has been so important. CIOs are in the trenches, are keeping their businesses together virtually. And that's something that we're super proud of. But really, I think listening to those communities, making every event that we do really personal and specific to that industry and the CIOs and what we're hearing. It's just interesting to hear the snapshots in time over the last few months of each group of CIOs we met with and where they were in March as, you know, where they are now. Really that deer in the headlight to settling into this kind of new normal, which I know is the buzzword right now. It has been an interesting thing to be able to be a part of.
You're absolutely right. Just to see the transition from March to now is amazing. And I'll say this again, but you know, I've had several executives on this podcast that said we've innovated 3 to 4 years in the last 6 months due to the pandemic. You're absolutely right. And I appreciate your perspective on it. So thank you, Alyssa. Alyssa, are you experimenting with any new technologies in your company that you care to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we plan tech events, so we have to have, you know, a knowledge of what's out there and what's coming down the pipe, you know, as it relates to technology. You'll find my team, I'm so amazed by them daily, the things that we're all researching in the ear to the ground that we have in the technology space as a whole. I mean, if it's marketing, if it's research on great speakers and knowledge experts in our industry, vendors that we want to now bring to the table that are radically different than they were prior to 2021. Really just going out there and finding those bleeding edge technologies that, you know, we need to know about. And, you know, you also find internally as a small company, we're always trying different ways to interact with executives. And we're not always, you know, going after the biggest technology solutions. You know, we had an event app that we used a smaller company to build. Our registration is a great tech company named Swugo that's an up and comer. And I think for us, we really just went with what we felt was right and what fit so well with our executives. You know, there's a lot of technology coming down for 2021 that I can't share, but we're excited to, you know, bring that to our communities as we go forward.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that, Alyssa. So Alyssa, this is the big question. Everybody on this podcast, the listeners, want to know more about Alyssa Smith. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or even entrepreneurship?
Yeah, so I'm an only child, and you know, I think that makes me unique in that, you know, I have two parents who are both entrepreneurial minded individuals. You know, at an early age at the dinner table, our conversation was around crazy business ideas. You know, later in their life they became entrepreneurs themselves. But for me, it's really been a part of my threading and kind of how I'm built as a person. And that's really shaped me wanting to be in this role and really enjoying it, to be honest. You have to enjoy what you do if you're gonna lose sleep over it on a regular basis. But you know, my advice would be to follow your instincts and your internal compass when it comes to business. You have to trust your decisions, you know, and some of them are right, some of them are wrong. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's kind of what goes into this role is just taking the risk and the leaps of faith along the way and trusting your team and, you know, your support network, family, friends, board of directors, whoever it may be. They're so valuable in that journey, important to listen to.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Alyssa. And Alyssa, I just want to thank you. It was certainly a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much. It was an honor to be your guest today, and thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Bye for now.